It's Dr. Dave. Hopefully you're all doing well, enjoying a nice start to your week, staying healthy and well. Coming at you on behalf of the Toronto Neck and Back Pain Clinic with your daily health update. It's Tuesday, October 22nd, 2019. Self-esteem and close friendships is where we'll start your daily health update today. Good to have some supportive people in our lives. Help support who you are as a person. We're going to look at high body mass index at midlife linked to higher cancer risk. Of course, we all know that ideal body weight has some health benefits, this one specifically with cancer. We'll look at eating more fruits and veggies as part of your diet. That's an important strategy. And then on exercise, we'll look at getting fit and staying fit based on some World Health Organization information. We're going to look at managing hypoglycemia instead of hyperglycemia from the Mayo Clinic. And finally, screen time can be linked to back pain in kids. So not just about their development, their cognitive function, their nervous system and their brain, but also with their body. Not going to treat, diagnose, prevent, or cure any illness or disease with our time together today on this wonderful Tuesday in October. However, when you tap into some of the latest research and literature in a way that makes sense and is applicable perhaps to your daily life and your lifestyle and or the lifestyle of those around you, it's always good to be able to access health and wellness information to help steer your choices and or support the choices of those around you. When you do so, you just never know what health problem your body can overcome and or which ones it can prevent in the future when you're simply taking good care of yourself. And we will help you do so Monday through Friday here on the Daily Health Update. Investigators reviewed 52 studies that examined the impact self-esteem and friendships had on over 47,000 men and women and discovered that having strong social support and acceptance translated into having stronger self-esteem. Furthermore, the analysis showed that poor self-esteem and weak friendships undermine one's ability to develop strong social connections. The study author notes that the reciprocal link between self-esteem and social relationships implies that the effects of a positive feedback loop accumulate over time and could be substantial as people go through life. That from the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, September 2019. Good to make good new friends along the way. Try and hold on to your old ones. And even if they're not necessarily friends, it's good to just go out and be social and or be around people. Find a way that it works for you. There are health benefits to having these relationships in our lives, and we should try to create and nurture them as best we can. So being a human being, it's good to know when someone comes up to you that you try to engage with them in a positive way. It's good for them and also good for you, and that's what makes the world go round. An analysis of 42 years of data concerning over 200,000 European adults found that being overweight, a body mass index over 25 at age 40, was associated with a 15% increased risk for developing cancer. The findings suggest that maintaining a healthy weight at midlife may reduce one's risk for cancer. That from the International Journal of Epidemiology, September 2019. So if you're looking for that motivation to keep making those good choices throughout your day, then that research will support that fact, because most of us are concerned about cancer in our lives and the lives of the people around us. And one of the ways we can help try to lower that cancer risk is, of course, to stay healthy and well, including our body weight. A comparison of the diets of 690 bladder cancer patients and 665 age-matched adults without a history of any type of cancer revealed that consuming a diet rich in fruits and vegetables is associated with up to a 38% reduced risk for cancer of the bladder. That from the Cancer Epidemiology Journal, September 2019, so very specific in this case with cancer of the bladder. However, you can probably bank on fruits and vegetables being good for a whole bunch of stuff when you eat it. But again, if you needed some specific motivation, this case for that bladder of yours. The World Health Organization notes that physical inactivity is the fourth most common risk factor for premature death. Additionally, the current data show that staying fit can slow the aging process and delay or reduce the risk for osteoporosis, diabetes, hypertension, and musculoskeletal injuries. Federal guidelines recommend engaging in 150 minutes of moderate or 75 minutes of vigorous physical activity per week and resistance training at least twice a week. That from the Medical News Journal in Poland, September 2019. Eat well, stay fit. Seems like it's too simple of a strategy, but in North America, many of us are challenged by this concept, and our lives sometimes seemingly deviate from what we know to be best, and may not be one of those immediate gratification kinds of things, but certainly this is something that we know. It's just a matter of how do we get it done, and it's good to try and make that nutrition and fitness component a habit in your life, so it supports those great experiences you're trying to create. There are a variety of causes for reactive hypoglycemia, which is low blood sugar following a meal. It can range from drinking alcohol to metabolic disorders. Common symptoms include weakness, shakiness, and lightheadedness. To manage reactive hypoglycemia, the Mayo Clinic suggests doing the following. Eat a balanced diet with lean meat, fiber, whole grains, fruits, and vegetables. Avoid sugary foods and processed simple carbohydrates. Eat food while drinking alcohol, and eat several small meals and snacks throughout the day. Some good info there from the Mayo Clinic. Further boost your fruit and veggie intake with just a good overall nutrition or diet strategy. Questionnaires completed by over 1,600 students revealed that nearly half experienced an episode of back pain in the previous 12 months. Further analysis showed an association between an increased risk for back pain and spending 3 or more hours per day watching TV or using a tablet, laptop, or smartphone. The findings suggest that reducing screen time could lower the risk for back pain among children and teens. That from the Journal of Pediatrics in Brazil, September 2019. And of course, that time that we do spend on devices, whether it's watching TV or being on a tablet, laptop, computer, smartphone, or even at a desk or reading a book, if we're cautious with our ergonomics, it will have less of an impact. However, the duration of that kind of repetitive activity does require some breaks and probably has an impact on our cognitive function as well. And overall, just not great for our health and wellness to be on these devices for a cumulative long period of time. Certainly, if it's a continuous period of time, even worse, but even cumulatively throughout the day can be a challenge, the amount of time we spend on these devices. So good to be aware of that. Good to manage that hypoglycemia with your nutritional strategy, including, of course, more fruits and veggies throughout the day. Getting fit and staying fit involves some exercise and fitness to get your body moving. Definitely a necessary thing. Keeping that body weight in your ideal is the goal. And finally, having some solid relationships in your life, some close friendships, will boost your self-esteem and overall help support your health and wellness as well. So some great tips today on your daily health update to start the week. Give you some good things to think about today and through the rest of the week. Of course, we'll be back tomorrow with some further thoughts and ideas based on the research and literature to do so again and again. Paul Hogan has your quote for today. He says, "The secret to my success is that I bit off more than I could chew and chewed as fast as I could." It's good to have access to information, and it's good to go out and try and accomplish some stuff every day, and you might as well have some lofty goals or some lofty propositions for yourself in terms of what you'd like to do and how you'd like to feel and what kind of experiences you'd like to have, and get out there and try to make them happen. And if you have a focus on multiple things, then at least some of them are more likely to happen. So if you're going to have a to-do list, don't make it all priorities that are placed upon you. You get to choose some of those priorities, and of course, keep your health and wellness somewhere on that list so you can keep creating those great experiences in your life. Have some fun, enjoy yourself, and as they say, life is short, and the healthier you are, the longer it is, and the more you can enjoy, the more you get to experience. And once again, we'll be here Monday through Friday helping you do just that. So I hope you have a great start to the week, and keep rolling through your Tuesday. Tomorrow is the middle of the week. On Wednesday, we'll be back to support you on this health and wellness journey. It'll be a pleasure to speak with you then. Have a great day.